Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend.
Welcome to another fine edition, the Thanksgiving edition.
Yeah, that bullshit ass holiday. Man, fuck yes. That goddamn hell. I can't believe that shit. I mean, we go through it each year. I kind of feel dirty, kind of quote unquote celebrating that shit.
Yeah.
My family loves it. It's more of like a family gathering, but the actual true meaning behind it is such bullshit, man. I can't stand the fucking thing.
I literally just told my family yesterday because mom's asked me, what you want to eat that day? And I said, I got to be honest with you, mom. I don't think we've ever talked about it. I can give a fuck less about Thanksgiving. I hate that fucking holiday, okay? So, and she said, my brother came to me and said, damn, tell us how you really feel.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how the world should feel.
Yeah, I was like, shit.
They live up here depicting Indians and pilgrims hanging out and shit in harmony, eating turkey and... Are you what?
Yeah, like the Jesus photo of them sitting at the long table and shit. With all his enemies.
Some last supper shit.
They got that one pilgrim sitting there, or whatever, like he Jesus and shit, or whatever. You know, the final meal, Cody.
it's all just shits and giggles. No cares in the world. Carefree.
Technically, the pilgrim's looking at that like, yeah, it's your final meal, all right. Yeah. About to fucking pillage your ass.
Little did they know, later that night, they went into inside their little tents and stabbed the fuck out of them.
Yeah. Them Indians are like, speaking their language, were like, me no trust white man. And another dude, another Native American looked at him and said, you too? It's like that old Dave Chappelle joke when he was on the plane or whatever and shit. He said he saw another black guy in there when the terrorists came on and he looked at the other black dude and they gave each other a thumbs up or whatever. And he said that one white chick was like, oh my God, I think those black men are going to try and help us. And he was just like, nah, bitch. He said, me and that brother had an understanding that terrorists don't take black hostages. He said, could you imagine us reading the fucking ransom paper? They treating us good here. I want to give a little shout out to Ray Ray, by the way. I mean, I always thought about if I got taken hostage or whatever and shit, they would kill me right away because they'd be like, can somebody shut him the fuck up?
somebody put a muzzle on that Nero.
I still be I would never shut the fuck up. Even if they drug me, I still somebody in them caves gonna hear my ass, all right? Either there's two things gonna happen. They're gonna kill my ass or let me go. Be like, get this motherfucker out of here, please. And shit. I would never read the ransom letters correctly, neither. I would be pausing after every word. Wait a minute, man. That sounds wrong right here. You think you want to proofread this before we go on air? Motherfucker, we are live. Read it. Oh, okay. All right. Hey, by the way, did you get my dinner for the night, man? You know I don't eat that red meat, by the way. I need poultry, man. Come on now. Chicken, man. Shit. And by the way, did you get any cranberry juice, too, as well? It's fucking thirsty in this goddamn desert, baby. They'd shoot my ass right on live.
Why do we even hold this motherfucker hostage? Why didn't we just shoot him on sight?
Why? Imagine calling a black man's parents, whatever, to get the hello. We have your black son. Hello. They might entertain it and be like, I hope you gonna release his ass to pay his motherfucking bills because I ain't paying him. So, by the way, everybody, welcome to the last drop. I'm your Godfather of Whiskey. I'm JB.
I am the Godfather of craft beer, Cody.
Cody. And hey man, I wanna. I was watching some reviews, or whatever, of some hip hop album stuff here, and I saw these guys drinking some beer and a little bit of the wine, talking about that that GOAT album that came out. But
I was listening to that on the way to work a couple of days ago. That was my first time listening to it all the way through.
Yeah.
God damn.
You hear that track on that line on Thun? The track.
Which one?
he was talking about sitting in the Range Rover dissecting bars from Takeover. Sometimes I text Hov like, nigga, this ain't over, laughing. I was like, yo. I was like, dude.
He's still vengeful.
That made my petty little heart happy. I got to tell you. I said, motherfucker that won the battle. It's fucking petty. I said, I know what that feels like.
Yep. He's still. Yep.
That petty soul in you. It's just. It feels so good. I gotta tell you, you know, that line was just, woo. And that track Beef, where he's like doing, I mean, this album gave me some It Was Written vibes, where he was kind of doing, like there was a song on It Was Written where he's like talking from the point of a gun, perspective of a gun. Well, he does it on this album too as well, with this track called Beef, where he talks about the perspective of beef and shit and what it does and stuff like that. This dude, man, I can't. This dude's 50 years old, about to be 50. 30 years in the game almost. I think we're coming up on year 29. Man, this dude. Oh man, I listened to that and go like, I was listening to this review. They were drinking their beer and wine and stuff, and they were talking, and they said, "What did they say on there?" They said something about like, "Oh yeah." This feels new and refreshing, because they were talking about like other albums and hip hop they listened to this year. And it was like, this feels new and refreshing. Mm-hmm. And the way they were talking about hip hop, if I could just go on a tangent real quick and talk some hip hop, because man, I've been listening to this album for the past, what this come out on last week? So like the past 2 weeks now, or week and a half or say. And god damn, man, it just reminded me of how much I used to love hip hop back then, you know, and just to see it just slowly go off that fucking bridge into the lake where Joker drove his car into and Batman punched Harley Quinn in the face or whatever and shit. Like, that was hip hop right there.
that's quite an analogy right there.
It's like,
wow,
it
was, that was okay.
Yeah, Cody, I'm already drowning to death. I'm stuck on my seatbelt, and then it's like something just came and punched me in the face, right? Like you just add wounds to the injury that's already there and shit like that, you know? Don't you feel that way, Cody, sometimes about him?
I do. I do, actually. I do. I completely know where you're coming from.
Yeah,
completely.
So I want you to rewatch that scene, Cody, next time. You'll twitch a little bit like, oh. That's how it comes when you listen to hip-hop. So, and Cody knows, because he's a big old school hip hop fan too as well. I mean, a lot of us are.
Oh yeah, love absolutely.
That music, that culture, that vibe, that energy it brought. So listening to this album, I'm listening to this going like, god damn, I really miss hip hop like this. I really miss when like a Nas and then a Wu-Tang and then a KRS-One or an AZ or anybody of that caliber, or Kumo D, you know, Slick Rick. You know, and all of them could just drop an album in 1 year and you just go like, damn it, I got content. Now we got to wait like a year just to get one good hip hop album from one of the legends like this or whatever. And like, I was hearing these guys talk about like how new and refreshed this feels and stuff like that. And they were comparing it to like, I guess Drake came out with a new fucking song with 21 Savage or some shit like that or whatever.
Oh, yeah, I think I heard about that. They had like an album together, right? Or
yeah, song? I don't know. There's an album or a song, whatever, and shit. And people were talking about, oh, this is good or whatever and shit. And then obviously Kendrick Lamar came out and they were comparing it to those stuff. And then they just said, but for some reason, this feels different. And they were talking about like the history of hip. I'm going to tell you this right now. I know those guys never going to listen to this review. And it doesn't feel different. You're just listening to what hip hop's supposed to sound like. That's all that is or whatever. When you was listening to those, that Drake and shit like that, you liked it because you had nothing else to compare it to. And you just been listening to his shit for so fucking long now. You just think it's good because the mass media think it's good. this Nas thing doesn't sound, because I love it when, because he's been getting praise all across the board for this album or whatever. I haven't seen that one negative review. The lowest scores I've seen was like a 7.9.
Yeah, how the fuck can he get this a negative review? How can any person who says they're a fan of hip hop or rap in any way, shape, or form give this album a bad review? How?
Moron. That's what.
Good lord, dude. Almost every track is just flames.
Oh, yeah.
Beginning to end. And it's rare for albums to be, where you just play it from beginning to end and not skip anything. That's rare.
Oh, that super rare. But as he said in that last time, that boy in rare form.
Yeah.
That boy in rare form. That boy did what the Lakers couldn't do back in the day, whatever, Cody. He had a four piece. He did what the Golden State Warriors couldn't do, Cody. That boy didn't have no three piece. He had a four piece. He got a four piece with a soda and a biscuit on the side too. Shit. So when I hear this album, it's like, it's nothing new about this. But I love when people praise it. They go like, man, Nas, he just spits like these pants. And it's just like, he's always been doing that. He's always been doing it. Like,
dude, he is insane. Like, literally. I was listening, dude. And my mind was blown. Like, every single track is wordplay, the lyricism, the cadence, everything. The dude has literally checks off every beat. And he doesn't miss a beat.
Nope.
It's fucking insane. And then, like I said, the production with Hit-Boy, too. You combine that, it's literally fucking insane.
Even the way... I love when Hit-Boy switches the beat. Mm-hmm. He does it in every fucking track now on Nas' song. Like before, mm-hmm. on the first King Disease, whatever, you'd hear it during a song or two now, and Nas would so fluently and flowingly
change
his lyrics up.
Yeah.
His lyric, but his style of voice mm-hmm. is a king.
Yeah, exactly.
And it just fits. Like, you just like... You
never, yeah, it's so natural, and it just carries through. You almost don't even notice it. It's so, like, the progression is so natural.
Yeah.
The switch. You know what I mean?
I mean... We just brought up Rare and Rare. Mm-hmm. That beat switches three fucking times and you never notice because Nas flows on all three of them just so fluently or whatever. And it's just like, wow, if you really pay attention to this beat changed three fucking times or whatever, mm-hmm. you know? Almost every track on this album, whatever, the beat switched and Nas just like went with it. And he's like mm-hmm. dropping like bar. I love that the album cover too has the three gold bars for KD3 or whatever, and it's mm-hmm. like the three gold bars, like, yeah, because that dude's spitting gold bars, okay? Like, mm-hmm. like he is spitting some gold bars here. I mean, even the two-minute tracks on here, like, I'm on fire. Dude, I love the NBA Jam shit and the Street Fire mm-hmm. in the background. Like, the production on that track is just, like, you'll miss it if you're not really paying attention, but you can hear, like, the Street Fighter shit in the background. Fire or whatever, and, like, and then, like, the NBA Jam shit, he's like, he's on fire. So it's just, like, little things like that. And, man, like, what a fucking – I hope these two ain't done working with each other.
I hope not. I really hope not. Because they're a match made in heaven, if you ask me.
Yeah, I think we need a mm-hmm. – look, he's coming up on 30 years in the game. I think he needs to go up to KD5.
Oh, man. And the great thing about the production, too, just go back on that – It sounds old school, but also sounds modern.
Yeah, at
the same exact time.
How he
accomplished that is wow. I don't know, but he did it. Wow, amazed.
He's got that track on there after 30 called Hood to Hood.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking yep. production on that one.
Mm-hmm.
It's got like this Miami Vice style play mm-hmm. to whatever. And like when you think of Miami Vice, you do not think of Nas. Okay, mm-hmm. like not even close. And his flow just fits so perfectly on that beat. He's just like, God damn, dude. Like, I fucking. Oh. Real shit only. Super Bowl champ, celebrate like me. With Escobar cigars, let me say my piece. Money attract money, statewide hustlers. Jerry Sellers exposed by these fake watch busters. And A&T saving money to young. You know, another thing, too, it feels like what you just said, like a cross between old school, new school, whatever.
Yeah.
Like, it just feels like that old Nas style, too, and yet still cadence of 2022 here. Like, when you hear... especially because he talks highly of New York in this album or whatever and shit. Like, I know he normally does whatever, but like, if you listen to this, there's a lot of New York references in this album here. And like, it's like, and that's another thing I mean, people love about him, respect him and why he got so many people in Queens, whatever, that like will take a bullet for him and shit like that. That dude puts New Queens like on a map, like no fucking other business or whatever. Like, there's artists that come from certain areas. They'll like rep their city or something like that. I don't think they even come close to how Nas reps mm-hmm. Queens. Like, that motherfucker is. That's why when you argue that King of New York, I don't think anybody reps New York harder than Nas, honestly. Like, every track in here, even in Thun, where he was talking about, I don't even ride the subway no more, but I can still imagine the train track. And then Hit-Boy puts that production with the train tracks in there and just like,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it was just like.
Yep. Ooh. Bro, this sounds so fucking New York, man.
Yeah, that's just,
that shit is crazy.
And
you instantly listen to that, dude. You know where that track came from.
And like coming from two West Coast dudes, like we sitting up here, like Dude, I feel like I'm hanging out at the bridge. Like,
I feel I'm in the Bronx, bro.
I feel like shit. I'm like about to tell Cody.
I feel like I say B after every sentence.
For some reason, I started saying thud. Yo, I was going to text Cody. Yo, thun, yo, you ready for? Like, yo, hey, what up, B? Thun. Yeah, like shit. Yo, you want to go get a slice, yo? You know what I'm saying? Like, you shit. Trying to go get a fish or whatever. You know, so like, I mean, this dude like fucking just paints this mural and puts you in you, and like I guess I understand when people say they love this video game or something like that. Well, this is the hip hop was my thing or whatever and shit, and like when I heard this I was like, I fucking love this genre, and like I think that's why it hurts so much, because you see all these shitty ass artists today just like fucking slowly punching you in the face because you're Harley Quinn attached to that seatbelt and you can't get out, and Batman's just fucking punching you in the face over and over. And then what makes it worse is you got to hear motherfuckers who know that shit ain't good. Oh yeah, man, that album was great, man. That was good, man. Yeah, I listened to that. You know, oh man, that track, right? Oh, this dude's the GOAT now, Kendrick Lamar. Oh yeah, he's one of the best rappers. And that, are you out your fucking mind? It's like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, dude, get out of here with that shit. I heard someone say in a review that Nas is one of the greatest lyricists ever, whatever, but it's just one thing he can't do, and that's he can't put pen to paper like Eminem does. I just went like, my fucking eyes just almost diluted. It's just like, he can't put pen to paper like M. Woo, man. Jacody, my soul almost leaked out of my fucking body when I heard that shit. I was just like,
yeah.
If you want to say freestyle, sure, go ahead and give it to Eminem, because he's got y'all brainwashed with his fast rapping and shit like that, and bringing up shit like Santa Claus and clauses and shit like that, whatever. But pen to paper, that motherfucker wrote one mic, okay?
Yeah.
What the fuck has Eminem ever wrote that was even close to that, Cody?
Oof. And I know you're not an Eminem guy. I like some Eminem stuff. I think he's talented.
Like Venom,
but. Yeah, that's my favorite, actually. I don't think anything comes close to anything such as what Mike comes, just thinking off the top of my head. No, not really. No,
you never even heard that's not anybody.
A slight of Eminem, because like I said, I think he's talented, but no, I don't think so.
And you never even heard, when the fuck have you ever heard anybody, yo man, that fucking that M album right there, man, that's top five hip hop album. You ain't never heard that shit in your life.
Yeah, because it's like, when you say like, oh, Illmatic, that's it. That's the album. There's literally nothing that even comes close to that shit. Nope. Literally nothing. There's probably some stuff that kind of like mimics it kind of, or it takes influence from it. But there's nothing that, you know, comes close to that. And the crazy part I think about it too is with Nas, man, I think like this out, King Disease 3, it was early in the 2020s. It might be the album of the fucking decade. I'm just saying. I think it's the best rap album I've heard, at least within the last 10 years, that I can think off the top of my head. I'm pretty sure.
It's one of those albums that has just a little bit of everything you like from Nas. It's got the hood stuff on there. It's got positive, uplifting stuff on there. It's got like the beats production. It's got like the lyrical genius on there or whatever.
Yeah,
it's got like that grimy feel to it or whatever. Yeah. Like, it's like pure on hip hop.
You can say it might be hyperbole. You know, I'm a victim of the moment. You know, what have you done for me lately? But the way I feel right now, I don't really see what's going to even come close to this from any other artist out there other than Nas. If you come with King Disease 4, I don't know. You know what I mean? So I don't know.
It's funny because like we're talking about Eminem and the album or whatever. You could bring that up about a lot of people today. You never heard nobody talk about a fucking Jay-Z album like that or whatever, you know? Like, when you say, and you don't even got to bring Nas into conversation, but when you talk about albums of like that, like stand on that Mount Rushmore or whatever, Cody, I know you heard this. Illmatic always pops up, or whatever, in that conversation. I can't remember the last time I even heard of Jay-Z or Eminem or whoever else is still in the media in media today, or whatever. That's like this dude, Illmatic, and remember, he wrote that shit at 17.
Yeah,
17 fucking years old or whatever. Okay. This is decided as a classic. Like, see, a classic. You don't even hear that shit like that or whatever. So when I heard like they were saying like, oh, Kendrick Lamar is like probably the greatest lyricist. I was like, do you really sit up there and think that like that album is almost coming up as 10 years old now, Cody? Mm-hmm. And that wasn't even his first album. But that album's coming up almost as 10 years old. Do you even see that album in the next 3 years being on that Mount Rushmore? Nobody talks about it. They don't talk about that album at all, whatever. Like, nobody, when they bring up great albums, whatever, that album doesn't even come close. They bring up the artists. They don't bring up that album or whatever shit. That album doesn't even get to, and I would even say it, yeah, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, give them some time as well, too, 20 years from now. I don't even think it's going to be brought up now today. I don't think albums today or even in the past 10 years have come even close to being like with things like Doggy Style or or Illmatic or, you know, Tribe Called Quest, you know, album or the Fuji La albums or whatever. They don't even come close or whatever and stuff. No one talks about albums like that or whatever. So I don't know. I heard this album, dude, and I'm just going like, man, this dude is almost about to be 50 years old or whatever. And then like, he's killing it, dude. I fucking, his cadence in here is just fucking crazy, dude.
Man, I think on that track, I think Hit Boy took some inspiration from DJ Premier. That's sounded like a DJ Premier track.
Well, you know that DJ Premier album's still coming.
Oh yeah, all right, no.
Yeah, I think that might be the next Nas project. Actually, you know? Yeah.
Oof.
They had a track together on Magic, and it was pretty fucking fire. I gotta say, I tell you, I was feeling that shit, so I was like, oof. Post a party up in Starless, they no queens in the house. Yo. No beef for rivals, they playing either a title. Brothers can do anything when they decide to win the Range Rover. Dissecting bars from Takeover. Sometimes I text over like, nigga, this ain't over. Laughing. I had to hold it down for Queens because I overlapped the fiend. Shout to Brooklyn all between hoods.
Man, over.
As someone who calls himself the petty one, I got to tell you, my little heart was fulfilled that when I heard that. Oh, yeah. I said, oh, that's
it ain't over.
Yeah.
It ain't over.
What the fuck is that? I'm sitting in the Range Rover dissecting bars from Takeover. Sometimes I text Hope like, this ain't over.
he's still dissecting bars to this day.
You know, it's funny because I listened to an old interview he did or whatever, and he was just like, that motherfucker came at me with that goddamn track, whatever. So you can tell. So I don't know if people remember this, but Ether, the song you know today of Ether, that wasn't the original version of Ether. Apparently, that shit was way more like, I guess, offensive, if you was to say the word, like offensive and grimy and shit like that. And like, people had to come and tell Nas, yo, you need to shorten this song and take some of that stuff out. I can only imagine what that original one sound like, whatever, because clearly he dissected Takeover more than we thought. So, you know, Nas probably sitting in that chair with that cigar in his hand out or whatever, going like, that motherfucker said what now? Serial D-face for Jake. A license to carry still ain't safe in New York State. There's still a lot of ways to manage the life expectancy average. The future of our next generation ain't been established. Conflicted by the future of our next generation ain't been established. I was like, god damn. This dude's a fucking beast, Cody. I was like, damn. Oh, my lord. Oh.
This dude, I said last week, I don't believe this man is real. I don't believe he actually exists. This can't be real. This cannot be an entity. Nas cannot exist. His dude is too fucking good.
That dude is clean as hell. Like, he's just, his cadence is just so smooth or whatever. Man,
hip hop is alive. Hip hop is alive.
Oh man,
it's alive.
I remember on KD2, he had that on that song with Eminem and EPMD. He ended that track saying he'd go to the cemetery. Where he said hip hop was buried, but it's not dead. It's dead. In fact, like Machiavelli. I was like, oh my god. I was like, oh shit. I was like, yo. I was like, rewind that back. I had to listen to him. I said, god damn. Oh shit.
Oh man.
This motherfucker dropping so many Tupac hints or whatever. I'm like, that motherfucker shot Tupac.
Yeah, I tell you, what was that concert he has in Brooklyn? It's the Garden, you said, right?
It's the Garden. The, yeah.
When is that again?
Did I say February or March?
Man, I'm seriously thinking about fucking going to that shit, dude. Like,
I think it's February, if I'm not mistaken. Because
I might have to pull up, bro. I might, man, because fuck.
I saw.
Might do that. I might have to do that.
I saw people saying, "Hey, I got to go to this, whatever." Motherfucker, I saw a motherfucker do a review. White dude, whatever. An older white dude too. He just said,
"Well, he probably knows what's up."
He said, "I don't even live close to New York, and I already bought a ticket to it. I don't even know how I'm getting there, but I'm about to." Damn, I said, "Damn." He said, "Ticketmaster."
Oh man,
get these tickets. He said, "I managed to get two." And he said, "I think he said he lives like fucking, what do you say, 13 hours away or something like that." He said, "I don't even know how I'm getting there, but I'm gonna find a way." Whatever. I was like, "Damn." I was listening to all the KD albums and Magic or whatever, and there's this bar on here on the fucking last track on KD2 or whatever. I just can't fucking get out of my head because it's so goddamn good. And that's on the last track, Nas Is Good, where he talks about when he went to Egypt and all that shit and how the brothers with the same skin. I was just like, man, I that was like shit. that was 20 seconds. I was just like, yeah, that dude's a fucking goat right there. I was like, that dude said, I took a swim on that Nile. I was like, yo. You can do whatever the fuck you want to do, Nas, whatever and shit. I mean, and then when that beat switches up, and he talking about the lights was out, that's why we sip dark. I was just like, hey, light them candles up, sip that dark, baby. Shit, that's what we do here in the last drop. We sip that dark, baby. So, man, this dude, incredible fucking hip hop. Like, this dude, the one thing I love about all these reviews, too, they all saying the same thing. Rather, whatever what score they gave it, whether it was an 8, 9, or 10 or whatever, they think that's a masterpiece or not. They all, and I love it too, because they all said the same thing. No question, the man is the GOAT. Can't even argue.
No question. If you argue that at this point, I don't even want to talk to you. I don't want to hang out with you. I don't know you exist. No. Fuck off.
No.
Just leave me alone. Just leave me alone. Just forget I exist. I'm gonna forget you exist. Just fuck off.
Yeah, yeah.
Nas is the bona fide GOAT. I don't want to hear any. There's no competition. There's no, hey, what about, no.
I don't hear that. No.
Nope. No. Fuck off. No.
Yeah.
Nas is the GOAT. It's not.
I don't know if recently heard 21 Savage saying he was irrelevant, and but whatever about that or whatever. But Michael Rapaport.
You talking about that spider monkey looking motherfucker?
Yeah, that motherfucker that can't rap.
Yeah,
that motherfucker. Yeah.
Okay. Well, fuck his opinion. Who gives a fuck about his opinion?
It was funny.
21 Savage.
So I listened to Michael Rapaport's YouTube page. Because you know he's an old school hip hop guy. So
I know. He one of us.
I mean, he wrote the documentary on fucking Tribe Called Quest. I mean, so I mean, what motive?
Hey, he's down. Yeah, he's down for the cause. Yeah. All right, yeah. Now.
So when you know he goes off when he hears shit.
Yeah. Oh yeah. He a New York dude too. So, Oh yeah. Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
You talking shit about fucking Nas?
Yeah.
Fucking Nas.
That's exactly what he was doing.
Let me tell you something, 21 Savage.
That's exactly how it was. He said Nas is the fucking pillar, yo. Like he's just like. Well, you got Michael Rapaport fighting for you in your corner. You don't need nothing else, whatever. Like, but yeah. So 21 Savage made his comment, but I had to be honest. When I heard that it was hitting the news, I was like, I don't even know who the fuck that is.
Yeah, he hasn't done anything in a while.
He just did that Drake thing right now, whatever.
And like most new artists today, I don't understand like why he's ever been a thing.
Yeah,
because if you listen to a couple of his tracks, I'm just like, what? I just like okay. I guess
he's one of those
dudes just throw your hands up. He's like all right, fine.
He's one of those. And you know the thing is, he looked like all of them too. They all look alike now. They all got the long hair and the tats and shit. He just like they sound the same. They look the same. No one stands out.
I'm quoting the great Charles Barkley. But if 21 Savage makes $1 million a show, I know that Big Daddy Kane, he's probably like, what the fuck is going on here? and that's why when 21 Savage says something like he said about Nas, he said, he's got a good fan base. He makes good records, but he's not relevant. Why? Me?
That motherfucker just won a Grammy. Literally a year ago. Now, granted, and we all know Grammys don't really mean shit, whatever and stuff, but the views on the fucking Grammys and any other award show, whatever the fuck you want to say, when they say, oh, these shows are dying, 5 to 10+ million people don't think that because they wouldn't be fucking watching it then. When your ratings are that goddamn high, that don't mean you're dying. If you had 10 million views, Cody, and you lost 1 million over a year or whatever shit, yeah, that sucks to lose that 1 million. That's not considered dying. But say that man is irrelevant. It's fucking crazy.
That's insane.
Michael Rapaport gets so offended. Because number one, 21 Savage, I guarantee you, if I walked around the streets of New York and I asked people to quote your best line, it would be hard for me to find somebody that would be able to quote a quotable line. Nas's first...
You know, that's another thing, too, about hip-hop today, Cody. He's right on that one. I know we don't listen to a lot of the new artists, but have you ever heard anyone quote any new artist's lines?
I mean, at least not from what I've seen.
Remember back in the day?
Maybe they do, but not from what I've seen, no.
Remember back in the day, Cody, we'd be on the school ground quoting lines and shit. We'd be mm-hmm. like, oh, yo, did you hear that fucking line when he, yo, I got the talk boy. I recorded it with my on next to the mm-hmm. radio and shit like that. I mean, that's what we was doing when we was talking hip hop. We was talking about them bars, Cody.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I don't really like see that as much. Yeah.
That's not a thing
nowadays. Anymore. No, no.
Wait, was a posse cut and he had quotable lines on his first joint.
Yeah.
The very first time we heard him. I went to hell for snuffing Jesus.
All the lines off Illmatic, the quote. Cody's like, that's not a bad reason to go to hell for.
No. No. Not at all.
Hey, Jesus, I got a bone to pick with you. Come here.
That right there is better than your entire catalog, 21 Savage. I went, him on Live at the Bat at Barbecue, his verse on Live at the Barbecue is better than your entire catalog. And I'm sure you've made tons of records. I know people love you. I know people are like, Mike Brown, who the fuck are you to talk about hip hop, you white boy? Who the fuck are you to talk? Stay out of the culture, you culture vulture. Suck my dick. SMD. This is better than your entire catalog. You're talking about. He's not.
SMD.
To who?
I think one of the goals I have for the last drop, Cody, is just to get Michael Rapaport on here.
Oh my goodness.
Could you imagine? I wouldn't say shit the whole show.
Michael Rapaport collabing with the last drop.
I'd love to see that shit.
That will be a dream come fucking true.
I would love to talk hip hop with him.
Michael Rapaport, if you're listening to this right now, brother, man, it would be an absolute honor to have you on the podcast, talk some hip hop or shit, whatever. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, whatever. Fuck you want to talk. Well, hey.
I mean, we talked about for dinner last week. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to say whatever's pissing you off.
I don't care. If we get you on the podcast, brother. Oh, my God, that'd be amazing.
Whatever pisses him off of the week, Cody, let him talk about
it. Yeah, there you go. You know, when we get large in the charge, man. Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah.
Because you can hear it in your work. He's relevant to Drake. I guarantee you, Drake listened to that King's Disease album over and over and over and over and over. And I get it. Age is important. I'm sure that Lil Wayne and Rick Ross and all them are important to you. But who do you think was important to those people? Nasal. That's like saying Stevie Wonder's not relevant.
Hey, we said it before on this podcast. You don't like Stevie Wonder, then you don't like music. I have never heard not one person say they don't like Stevie Wonder. How the fuck could you not like Stevie Wonder?
That makes no sense. Because he's one of the greatest musicians of all time. How could you not like Stevie Wonder?
One of the most humble, nicest fucking dudes ever, too, whatever. He's one of the greatest music. Every artist wants to fucking work with him, including.
And he transcended like so many like different styles, too, like 70s, 80s, like eras.
You don't like Stevie Wonder, or if you, then you just don't like music. I hate to tell you this. You just don't like music.
Yeah, that's any true. Rapper to say,
Nas is not relevant. It shows in your work, 21 Savage.
You can tell that came from the heart.
The way you point
it shows in your work. That was real. I felt that.
That motherfucker pointed right. He did that. Yeah, man, I tell you, he's a hardcore fucking New Yorker, people. It shows in your work, 21
Savage. Yeah, we do that. We do the finger. We do that strong hand.
Man, I don't know if people knew this, but Michael Rapaport is married to a black woman. So, like, you know, it must be a lot of finger pointing when they argue. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, Michael Rapaport is one of those, like, it's funny because he's Jewish, though, too. That's the thing. He comes off like one of those Italian mobster motherfuckers, whatever, from back in the day and shit. Like, he wasn't the guy that was leading the charge or that, but he was the guy you told him to handle handle Joey. I fucking handle Joey for you then, dog. You know, so he ain't lying about that. Yeah. Of course Nas isn't relevant to 21 Savage, because you know why, Cody? It shows in your fucking work. Listen to your shit. It sounds horrible. So I actually took the pleasure of actually listening to a 21 Savage track, Cody.
Oh, interesting. Wait, what's the track in question here?
I don't remember it because my ears, okay. my ears started bleeding. My eyes got big and I just
went, I think, like, I know of a popular one. Is it Bank Account?
No.
Not the one. I know about that one.
I listened to the one, I think it was fuck, what was the name of it? People probably like, they're gonna kill me now. I look, it's right on the tip of my fucking tongue, mm-hmm. too, whatever. I think it had an artist on there too. No, it didn't. It was Ball With You or Without You.
Ball Without You.
Ball Without You, yeah.
Ball Without You.
Yes, okay. Cody. Ball Without You. Can I play you a little bit of the lyricism first?
Please do. I want to hear the great lyricism and words of 21 Savage.
Yes. Right at that moment, I was already turned off. I was like, well,
all right, I'm only a typical trap beat.
Yeah, I was like, I'm only 20 seconds in. Let me
get that snare drum. Yep.
I couldn't make it, Cody.
Hell no. You better stop with that shit. That shit took 10 seconds. I'm like, nah. The fuck you are. Dang, like, you're gonna ball out all of us. What the fuck you gonna do? This motherfucker's in.
Hey, you can take all the photos you want, motherfucker, mm-hmm. but you won't be taking it with me. That's for damn sure. Mm-hmm. Nah.
I don't give a fuck.
Oh man. Somebody said,
hey, look, man, oh.
Somebody said, you know, it's serious with 21 Savage making sad songs. I said, that's a sad song? I
was like, that's a sad. Okay. I know you run around
drinking, look a fucking niggas because you miss me. What? You would have the world, bet you still won't forget me. Huh? Bars, Cody. Oh, auto tune just kicked in, too. But, oh. What? I was getting head earlier and you crossed my mind.
Okay. Thank you for the information, 21 Savage.
Women, my women audience out there, that's the last thing you want to hear from a dude, I assume, right? Is, yeah, hey girl, you crossed my mind while I was getting some head.
That's hot.
I'm sure she's going to be like, really? Oh, take me back,
yeah. Take me in your arms.
Meanwhile, on Nas's KD3 or whatever, Get Light, he's saying, all my beautiful, intelligent women out there, I know y'all hear that. I'm just like,
the motherfucker saw he just woke up. and went to the recording booth.
It's a sad song.
And he's on lean. That's what it sounds like.
Hey, Cody, he getting there while they thinking about you.
Hey, look, man. When it came to having your back, I'm so worried. Probably would have gave my spine. I'd rather have loyalty than love, because love really don't mean jack. Oh,
shit,
God.
Didn't even run. Oh. Shit didn't even run. Oh, oh God.
Oh, no. Oh, dude, he was all beating everything.
Hey, Cody, 63 million views.
No, so I'm good. Thank you. Take it.
That shit wasn't smooth at all. It didn't even flow. This is when we were talking about Nas' album, how the flow just like goes. The cadence of it just flows naturally. That was what that means when we say that. That was the opposite of that. That did not go together at all. Like, just production and his rhyme, they were just all off. Everything was off. It was. It's just a feeling. You can love somebody just 7 minutes back.
It don't take much to love. You can love somebody just by being attached. See, dude, is not on beat. You know. Still have my back. I gave you my heart. You was my dog. Was the red of auto tune?
Okay, yeah, I can't.
All right, this motherfucker, no. No. Excommunicated.
Yeah, we're done.
I say no to you, sir.
Yep, we're
no
done.
No good day. No.
Wow. So, we could tell he thinks Nas is relevant.
Yeah, you know, it's funny, dude. I think we could probably get a lot of hate for this shit.
We always do, though, so it's fine.
Hey. Y'all motherfuckers don't like 21 Savage?
Hell no. Yeah.
Man, he speaks to me. That motherfucker, he got them bars.
Yo, your brain must be speaking bars right now.
Motherfucker, you need to be cultured because you don't know what the fuck you talking about.
Yeah, I'm glad.
Now, you need to listen to open up your ears.
I'm trying to close them right now after that. yeah, please share that with me. Masterful off bass bars that he just spit to us.
I wish I didn't have ears to listen to that shit.
That's horrible, wasn't it?
That shit was bad. Like, I knew the first five, 10 seconds, I was like, what is this?
Well, Cody, now you know why, as I said earlier, this is why people don't quote bar lyrics anymore.
Yeah.
What's there to quote?
Not a goddamn thing. Other than, you know, thinking about some other girl getting head from a different chick, I guess. So I guess that's what do you say about that?
Who do you tell that to is what I want to know.
Yeah, why are you telling me this?
I have to tell you.
Not only are you telling her that, why are you telling the audience this?
Yeah, right, no disrespect to women out there at all. Like, I love all the women out there and everything. But like, if a dude ever told you that and you went to him,
that's kind of fucking weird, right?
You're kind of a fucking moron, too, then.
Yeah, that's really fucking weird. Yeah. I think you probably need to get over the chick. I think you need some help.
Yeah.
I think that's what that is.
And I think the girl that you texting that to or telling that to, and if she comes crawling to you, you both need to get therapy and move the fuck far.
Yes, exactly. You both need help.
Because
both need fucking help.
You both got some fucking issues, and I don't even know.
That's fucking weird.
What man or woman's right minded would they tell some person that or whatever? Yeah, I thought about you the other night while I was getting my thing, you know, sucked up or whatever. He's like, but don't worry, I used a certain product, which we'll talk about next week.
I know what you're talking about. Y'all hear about that.
That'll be next week, hopefully.
Mm-hmm. Very relevant, actually. Yeah. Funny you brought that up in the song. Actually, kind of relevant.
Thank you. So, but Cody, let's move on. We talked about
hip-hop. Fuck on 21. Yeah, Jesus Christ.
What are you drinking?
Savage my brain.
Today
here.
Vandal Savage, he is not, sir.
Hell no. Today here, sir, we have one of the mainstays of the craft beer community, one of the old school go-to craft beers. I've tried multiple times. It took a little while to get out here to California, but it's been a few years since I've been distributing out here. The brewery in question is Founders. And right here, this is their.
I remember the Founders.
My Founders.
God, that was top three for me. I remember when you brought that KBS.
The KBS, man, I love me some KBS. Yes.
The CBS.
I love me some KBS. CBS, yeah, CBS too, yeah.
By
CBS
the way, before too. Cody goes on, whatever. Shout out to Cody stepping his wine game up lately. That motherfucker.
Oh, brother, man, I've been on my red wine kick lately, dude. Ooh, I cannot wait till we have that wine month, man, because that's like my go-to drink. When I want to go out to bars and shit, red wine is my drink of choice now.
Do we do that year or do we do a week? I don't remember.
Red wine? Oh, I think we didn't want wine at all this year, though.
Yeah, we did. We did wine. Really? Yeah, we talked of the.
Oh, shit. I don't even remember, dude.
It's like top five.
Yeah, I don't fucking remember.
We did the Ultima.
I do not remember.
Yeah, you put
it. Oh, Ultima. Okay, okay, you're right. Yeah. Okay, Ultima. Gotcha.
Do we do a week or a.
It was a week.
I don't remember what we did it for.
I don't know. But I do remember. Okay, you're right. Yeah, but I want to for sure do that wine month though. That's gonna be a lot of fun. Yeah. I cannot wait to do that. I just saw your post.
With Cody. I mean, it's the holiday season. It's wine time, baby. So yeah, I got some Lamborghini wine, Cody. Gave me a nice red suitcase. But also, my friend, let me show you something else I got here too.
Yeah, yeah. What you got?
Let me show you something. Okay, let me pull the suitcase out. This motherfucker heavy though. Hold on now. First of all, hold on. I gotta take the bubble wrap off or whatever and shit. So I got a whole collection of wine over here. I got the whole case.
Well, I got a whole ass suitcase.
Yeah, he ain't lying. That's a suitcase.
That's a nice fucking suitcase too.
Thank you, sir. Let me get this bad boy open real quick.
What is going on here?
So I bought a whole case of Bordeaux. I'm a big fan of Bordeaux.
I fucks with that.
I got
all right. You speak my language, brother.
I got different years here too, which is what I love. Okay. All the way up to 2022. So I got 2022, 21, 20. I got 2010.
Oh man,
2000 right here. They're all red wine.
Ooh, you are living life, my friend. You're living life.
And it came in this beautiful case here or whatever. It's funny because I just went to this. By the way, I'll just give a shout out to Mission Wine and Spirits for this, by the way. I know we have probably talked about them in the past, whatever and stuff. Their whiskey is fucking ridiculous when it comes to prices. But as I told Cody before, if you just go there for any other spirit, dude, the prices are reasonable. Whiskey, though, there is fucking terrible. They got the goods, man. You know, I went in there because I went to go get this wine. Everybody knows, my mother loves Stella Rosa wine. And they had a cranberry flavor. Now, I don't know if anybody noticed, but for someone that buys a lot of Stella Rosa wine for his mother, that cranberry flavor can only be found on the East Coast. Well, they had two bottles, so I bought both of these motherfuckers. But I started walking around. They had the Attack on Titan Sake that I've been trying to look forward to, but I already dropped like $300 up in the stores. I was like, I can't get that. I'll get that next time. and like they had the sake. The mezcal selection was on point. The tequila was on section. The guys were nice. But the wine selection up in there is it's legit. I went to the one in Glendale this time. They had this case here. This Bordeaux wine, Cody, with this nice case or whatever. Boxes of it. I want you to take a guess on how much I paid for this. Just take a throw it up there.
For a case of high quality wine. Nice presentation too. I'm gonna go 150.
70 bucks, my friend.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
$70.
Yeah.
Wow.
I even saw the plate on the name, the price tag on it, and I just looked. I had to ask you, I said, how much is this case right here? He's like,
$70 for all of that.
Yeah.
Wow.
So if you're looking for a gift, or you just want to try out some Bordeaux wine, which I love Bordeaux wine anyway.
I'm going to buy that myself. Thanksgiving's coming up. So.
I went to the one in, I don't know if all of them have it, but I went to the one in Glendale on, because they got two Glendale locations, Glendale on Glen Oaks, whatever and stuff. It's a little bit smaller than the one I went to in Pasadena, but everybody there is cool. Another thing, you know what? Damn, I hate to cut you off right now, but I tried something that I think is worth mentioning here. The lady there was really nice or whatever and stuff when I walked in the store, and I walked out with like $400 worth of wine, which I was not looking to spend that much. I was only looking to spend $20 really. But I tried some vodka that's actually worth mentioning and bringing up on the show, actually, surprisingly. It was made by a woman who hates vodka.
A woman who hates vodka?
This is what caught my interest. When I walked in the store, you know, they have the little stand there with the serving. She said, would you like to try some of the Neff vodka? And I just said, I'm a whiskey guy. Because she complimented. She was like, oh, I like your glasses and stuff. Those are nice or whatever. I was like, thank you so much, whatever. And then, you know, she was just like, would you like to try some? I said, I'm a whiskey guy. I don't really fuck with vodka like that and stuff. And she said, You might like this vodka then because it has a little bit. It's supposedly, this is what she said. And I thought she was bullshitting me. She said, a lot of the whiskey people think this is an okay vodka. And I was just like, you know, how many whiskey people that you actually fucking tested that on or whatever stuff. Mm-hmm. So I told her I would try one or whatever. I was just like, it ain't going to hurt shit, I guess. I tried it out. I took this card from her that she gave me, Neff Vodka. Surprisingly, it's actually not that bad. It has a little bit of smoke to it, too, which caught me off.
Really?
Yeah, it was crazy. So
you telling me you had a decent taste in vodka?
Yeah. Neat, too. I had two sips of it, too, because she said, get another glass.
Interesting.
So you can get a burn. And I just looked at her, and I just said,
all right.
So how long you guys been around? She said, I think since, you know, about 7 years now. She said it was made by a woman who absolutely hates vodka. So she was trying to go for a different flavor taste on it. I'll say the finish is weak. It's got a nice mouthful on it, though, and it has, like, this smokiness. It kind of reminded me of Scotch whiskey, really, a little bit, where the finish was nothing to talk about or anything like that. If I had to drop something on it, it'd be like a 2 or 2.5. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know what I'm comparing it to when it comes to vodka scales, to be honest, whatever, but I thought it was just like, okay. I was like, man, all right. I'm not going to spend my own money on it per se or whatever, you know, but like if I saw it, I mean, it would be interesting to make a cocktail with that or something like that. But if it's like under $50, maybe one day I'll get, I don't know what the price on this thing is or whatever, but like it actually surprisingly didn't taste like battery acid. So it says what makes you Neff unique. It says distilled using just two ingredients, oxygen rich spring water that has been filtered for over 50 years, far beneath the Rhaetian Alps of Austria down into the Rhine River where it was sourced, ancient old world rye carefully chosen for their soft and mild flavor profile. So that's probably where that smoke was coming from. Then it's probably the rye. Cause it had like this characteristic. I was just like, I don't remember ever tasting that in a fucking vodka before. But either way though, but yeah, $70 for this case, sir.
Very nice. $70. That's a steal. I would say that's a steal.
Yeah. And then obviously I got the Lamborghini shit. So, which was not $70. That definitely was not 70, but like, man, you get this beautiful ass case and shit like that, dude. Come on, man. You can't fucking.
That's look at that. Look at that. Look man. At that.
And then you fucking get that bad boy. You get two red wines and I think that's a Cabernet, that blue one. I can't remember which one that one was.
Love me some caps.
Love me a good cap too. But yeah, that's right there.
Nice pickups, man. God damn.
Shit.
You doing the goddamn thing. I need to look into getting that little case you got. $70. I might try to seek that out this week, actually.
I was actually going to text you when I was there or whatever and shit, because I was man, I was having a field day in this low-ass store and shit. But yeah, check out that Mission Wine and Spirit. Hey, man, the fucking whiskey there, don't.
Don't go there for whiskey.
Yeah, don't even fucking go down
there. I don't even buy whiskey anymore, so it doesn't even matter to me. So I'm good.
I can tell you this right, don't go down them fucking aisles. So you'd be like, ooh, no. But like, this shit, I even bought another bottle of wine too. It was a 375 milliliter. The dude was telling me it's a dessert wine. He was like, if your mom likes Stella, he said, I guarantee she'll love this one because this one is like, it's got a lot of berry fruit flavors and stuff. It was like $26 or whatever. It came in it's a nice ass bottle. Came in a nice little box set too, $26. It was the last one. I just said, fucking throw it on the fucking register, dude. And I was like, you selling me here, so let's just do it then. So yeah. And then he threw me in some free miniatures as well too. He's like, since you didn't get any whiskey for yourself, he was like, here. He was like, here's some little miniature ones. But I was just like, yeah, all right, sure. I was like, but yeah, Lamborghini wine, almost about $200 for that. And then I got the champagne too, which I still haven't opened yet. But yeah, man, Mission Wine and Spirits, go check them out for all your champagne wine needs if you
would. Yeah.
But Cody, like to me, you've been hitting the red wine hard too. So you know we're doing red wine.
Oh yeah, yes, yeah. That's gonna happen. Yeah, for sure.
So sorry to cut you off.
No, you good, man. No, that was a good tangent. I'm glad you let the people know. I'm glad you let me know. I gave some knowledge because you know, I mean, I've been big on my red wine kick. Like Thanksgiving's coming up, holidays coming up, so I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna pick up some good shit. That looked like some good shit you got. So
man, $70, five bottles of wine.
You inspired me.
That nice case. Come on, man.
Yeah.
Come on.
Can't beat that.
Yeah, and you got some good years in there too. Mm-hmm. I think the cases have different years in them too. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So it's fine, another thing too is once you're done with the wine, you can use that case and put other shit in there.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true.
There's no font on that case, so.
Mm-hmm.
So
there you go.
World's your oyster when it comes to that.
There you go.
What? Oh, you, but you're drinking on some Founders,
right,
though.
Sir. Yeah, Founders Brewing out in what is it? This is Kalamazoo, right? Where's this brewery? I think it's Kalamazoo. Oh, no, sorry, it's not that Kalamazoo. That's a different what brewery. Is that? I forgot. I thought I was thinking of some other shit.
It's in Kyrie's mind.
Yeah, Kyrie. Grand Rapids, Michigan. This is Founders Brewing's, a big mainstay in the craft beer community. This is their Founders Breakfast Stout.
Ooh.
Yeah, this is their double chocolate coffee oatmeal stout.
I love Founders.
Yeah, coming in at what's the ABV on this? 8.3%.
Damn.
8.3%, 60 IBUs, and I've mentioned this a long time. IBUs is international bitterness units. Kind of dictates how bitter the beer is.
You ain't brought that up in a while.
Yeah, the label here says that a coffee lover's consummate beer. Brew with an abundance of flaked oats, bitter and imported chocolates, and two types of coffee. The stout has an intense fresh roasted Java nose topped with a frothy cinnamon colored head that goes forever.
Speaking of
that, we've been talking a lot about head this past couple weeks, actually. As you can see here, head dissipated. Got no hair right here. This is my second glass, actually, since this podcast started.
Six glass, but who's counting?
Yeah, who's counting? We don't count on here.
Yeah.
Last shot, we don't count on here.
Yeah, 21 Savage does, but not us.
Mm. Nose is just a blast of coffee. It's just all out salt of coffee. And it's not like that bullshit Folgers or, you know, Folgers ain't that bullshit. It's like really good, high quality coffee.
I only laugh because I just said that to somebody at the office, whatever. Because we got like a touchscreen coffee maker stuff, and this one chick was like looking on the counters. I said, "What you need?" She was like, "Oh, just looking for trying to get some coffee, whatever." And I said, "Well, girl, we high tech up in here. We got that touchscreen. It makes everything. You want cappuccinos and all." And she said, "Oh my god, oh really?" And I was just like, "What you was looking for, Folgers? That shit's in your cup, girl."
Fucking Folgers.
And they used to play those fucking commercials.
God, I remember that.
I mean, realistically, it probably was the only coffee around back then that I know of because I can't remember any other commercials.
Dude, I'll tell you right now, if you go somewhere, if you have Folgers in your house, or if you go to somewhere, you're like, hey, have some Folgers. Don't drink it. It's fucking awful. Just don't do it. Just get a K-cup or something. Or just go to like a local coffee shop or like even a fucking Starbucks. Just don't do Folgers.
Mind you, people, this was before like Starbucks was a thing too in California. Yeah, coffee beans, all that shit.
This is like hipster fucking season right now. Yeah. So there's coffee shops every fucking where. Just go.
Yeah.
I don't care the opportunity to. I'm not a hipster. I don't give a fuck about that. Just go.
Even the credit card company, Capital One, has their own fucking coffee.
Yes. Everybody get that shit instead. Don't get fucking Folgers.
Capital One Cafe in Santa Monica is nice as fuck, too. So
I gotta check it out. Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty fucking nice. I don't know what the coffee tastes like. I don't drink it, but the fucking place is nice.
Yeah, man, you get that, you know, a bit of a sweetness too, like on the coffee forward, very coffee forward.
Mm-hmm.
You get a bit of like that Baker's chocolate in there, though.
Oh,
yeah, Baker's chocolate.
That shit looked like Hershey syrup.
A nice amount of sweetness on the nose, not like too sweet.
That is the blackest drink I've ever seen.
it's dark. It's really dark. This should be looking right on the camera, dude. I don't know what it is with the camera, dude, but that should look right.
That shit is black keys on way better than the camera. Black.
Like it has like the highlights, like the little brown lacing right there.
That shit, black gums, black.
That's like ink.
That's
squid ink.
That shit's black keys on a piano, black. That's Whoopi Goldberg's lips, black. I mean, that's Forrest Whitaker.
That's ink.
Yeah, that's what else did Bernie Mac say? That's
back of his neck.
Yeah, black of Forrest Whitaker's neck, black or whatever.
Oh, back Forrest Whitaker. Yeah.
That's his black jeans and
black
shit
ass
like that.
Wesley Snipes. Yeah.
Yeah, black. That's black ass Wesley Snipes, black right there. I mean, that's black. Mm. Okay.
Going in for the flavor.
Somebody who like black men, they looking at that coffee like
it tastes like Wesley Snipes. No.
They looking at that beer like, yeah, keep pouring that. Yeah.
Mm. Strong. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, this is, I see why this is a breakfast beer.
Mm-hmm.
This is actually a really good coffee substitute.
Had that with some French toast.
Yeah, it is rare, dude, because it's not a whole lot of like breakfast style beers you can like pair with breakfast. We like do like brunch style stuff, but like actually yeah. like breakfast, like, you know, eggs, bacon, toast, whatever.
Yeah.
Like the traditional breakfast. This fits that. Go ahead.
That's why brunch is my favorite time to drink or whatever, because
yeah.
nothing's off the tables there. You can have whatever.
Yeah, this is definitely not a brunch drink. This is like a straight up just breakfast drink.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so dude, it is coffee forward. Super coffee forward. Yeah. That's literally all I'm getting pretty much. It's like barely any chocolate. Roasty as fuck. You get a little bit of like a touch of caramel, maybe.
Roasted like but coffee just, beans.
Like nice, real roasted, like high quality coffee beans. It's not like, you know, some store bought shit. It's like if you go like a coffee shop and you get like a pour over or something. This is what that tastes like.
Mm.
Like this, if you're into coffee, this is a coffee lover's drink right here. And I'm a big coffee guy. I've said this before on previous podcast. I love coffee. Yeah. Coffee's my shit. I love coffee. This is amazing.
Coffee's like alcohol nowadays, the way that shit's mm-hmm. all over the place. Yeah. I saw a guy, because we got two different beans at the office, whatever. He poured both of them and he went to sniffing. And he started describing it to me, and I was like looking at it. I was like, dude, I was like, it's like you're drinking whiskey or beer or whatever it may be. And he was just like, that's how that world is now, whatever. I was like, that's a world I don't want to get in then. I said,
oh, it's like a hint of dark chocolate. This is a slight hit. You get more Baker chocolate on the nose. On the palate, you get more of a dark chocolate kind of thing going on. But, dude, this is, for the most part, this is just coffee, coffee, front, middle, finish, coffee. Lingers, delicious. If you're not into coffee, you won't like this beer. And I lie to you. You will not like this beer. I know you, Jermaine. I know you're not a big coffee guy, so I don't know if you'd be into this beer.
I don't dislike coffee for the taste.
Okay.
I just don't drink it or say whatever.
Okay. Well, maybe like it you want. I don't know. I'm not sure. I will say, if you find like a bottle, I'll be interested to see your opinion on it. Like, okay. I'd be curious.
I like Founder, yeah. So yeah, I'd like to try.
Yeah, Founder's great. Yeah, they always put out a great product. Yeah. Oh, there's no alcohol. You don't taste the alcohol. It's 8.3%. You don't really get that much.
More chocolate.
Great. Yeah. Man, it's finished. You know, the finish is actually a lot of dark chocolate. Actually, and then I'm like, it's actually a lot of dark chocolate in the finish. And it lingers, which I love. We love the finishes being linger. Yeah, a lot of dark chocolate.
You think you can make a coffee cocktail with that drink?
I think I could.
Yeah, like some whipped cream and some you know those those cinnamon sticks or whatever with the
chocolate. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Those in there and shit like that. You get one of those.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as you started talking, I was just like, I got a cocktail idea for that, whatever, right now.
You know? Absolutely could.
Cream on that.
Yeah, man. This is... Dude, like I said, I'm a little biased. I'm a big coffee lover.
With some sweet potato pie.
Ooh, sweet potato. Mm. Ooh, that'll probably be good. Yeah. I like, you know, when I like doing my pairing, I like a little contrast with my pairings usually. I think sweet potato will be good. Good contrast with that. Yeah, that's good. That's a good pick.
Especially with really Turkey Day coming up. Get some sweet potato pie and then
like a nice legit apple pie.
Ooh, Christmas.
I think really good apple pie.
I think that'd make
or even a peach cobbler, maybe.
I think peach cobbler would be better.
Think apple Christmas, pie, all those are great, but
I think Christmas that'd make a good
yeah, because I wouldn't want to I wouldn't want to pair this like a more chocolate dessert. It'll probably be good, but it depends what you like, you know, when you're pairing. It's like
it might be too chocolatey though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't want to like double up and then you build it. Like, yeah, it'd probably be good, but I like contrast in my pairings.
I think on Christmas, though, you can make a nice hot chocolate cocktail with that.
I think you could. I'm sure I might try that.
Yeah. Heat that shit up, put some whipped cream on there, put a little candy on there to get some mint flavor. Ooh,
man, I got to tell you, I might be a little biased. I'm a big coffee lover. The Founders put out great product all the time. This beer is giving me literally everything I want. Everything.
So it's
middle. Front finish, palate, beginning of palate, Haroma.
How much is it?
This is going to be a last drop.
Oh,
this is Founders Breakfast Stout. This is going to be last drop. This is an amazing beer.
Oh, one.
I love this beer. It's a one. Fuck this beer. Yeah. I can't wait to piss this shit out. Yeah.
How much was it? Nine.
I bought a four pack. It was like $13. $13 for a four pack.
It's not bad.
Not bad at all.
Yeah, that's actually pretty good for Founders too. Where'd you get it at?
Beverage Warehouse.
Beverage Warehouse. Okay. With they fucked up whiskey prices.
don't go there for whiskey. That's another one of those spots. Yeah, just don't do it.
I do love how
you know what's funny, dude. I walked in. They still have that Weller foolproof bundle they have. they're written on the fucking thing. It's been there for a couple of days. And people are catching on. Like, this is bullshit.
Well, I don't know about that shit. Their comments on their posts, but people have been calling them out. Like, yo, what happened to this store? Y'all fucking secondary pricing like crazy now.
Man, yeah, it's like $3.49 for like the foolproof and some other bullshit.
Suck my dick or whatever. I know they had the Michters, right? I think they had Michters release, and then they went like two something for a. I was just looking at that, going like, ooh, I love Michters, and even I wouldn't fucking pay. I was like, man. And that store that's what's shame about that store. That store used to be great back in the day. Like, I'm talking like 2016 to 2019, whatever. Now it's just like, yeah, they're all secondary when it comes to their whiskey. A lot of these stores now, realistically, Cody, is like, don't go there for whiskey. Go there for everything else. So it is what it is or whatever. But so you're giving that a 1.5, I take it.
1.5. Yeah. Fuck this beer. Terrible.
Yeah. I always knew you had a hate spot for Founders. I knew it.
Yeah. Brew's terrible. Makes terrible product. All their beers suck. Don't buy them. Founders are awful.
That's why you don't do it too often. I see.
Yeah. That's why I drink two of these already.
you were trying to get the taste of piss out your mouth.
I'm trying to make sure this is awful.
Yeah.
Let me another sip. It's awful. Yeah, it is awful.
Yeah.
I'm not too sure yet.
The only way to get piss out of your mouth is by drinking more piss.
Exactly. Yeah.
I know we hate this fucking Thanksgiving shit because I can't stand it or whatever, but like, I do, one thing I do like about it is people finally recognizing what they're thankful for in their life or whatever, which I do that daily or weekly per se, whenever I get the time to think of it. So I would like to take this time to say that I am thankful for a lot of things. Very thankful. I'm thankful for my co-host here, Mr. Cody Williams. And doing this podcast with me. Thankful for the last drop-ins.
Absolutely.
For tuning in weekly, listening to this. Thankful for my family, obviously, being in good health, as always. Especially my mother, my sister, my brother, not so much. but he's cool. He's fine. Whatever. thankful for all the friends, Yoon, Nam. Thankful to have a roof over my fucking head or whatever and shit. Some food in the stomach, whatever, and fucking good.
Absolutely, you gotta be thankful for that.
Good drinks or whatever, you know. Always.
Hell yeah. Whatever. Fuck yeah.
Thankful for good health.
Yep, absolutely.
Never know when you might drop. There. Yep.
No pun intended.
Yeah. Thankful for my ears bleeding to death when 21 Savage played that song. Thankful for that. That means my ears still have good taste, even in this old age of mine. and just thankful for another things. I could give a fuck about that, but another week. Then how about that? another week. Yeah, another week that I can.
I know at this point, dude. I think Thanksgiving is just an excuse to drink.
Yeah,
that's the way I look at it. It's just an excuse to drink more.
So I thought it was an excuse for you to buy more because I know you're gonna go on your Bourbon County.
Oh fuck yeah! fuck yeah!
You know they just released some too. I don't know. If I was gonna tag you, but I didn't want you to be tempted.
Oh shit! Yeah, it's, yeah. You know me and Bourbon County. That's you know me and Bourbon County, brother.
They got gems that just came out too. Them year ones where I'm looking, going like, man, that looking good over there. Shit, because the store's already dropped. I guess they're doing like an early Black Friday with drops on them like that. So
yeah, give me that Bourbon County.
That Bourbon County coming to Cody. I see him already on a Friday.
Hey man, I'm not gonna be able to make it this weekend. Something came up.
Next thing you know, this motherfucker at the store or whatever waiting in the line, like,
yo, damn shit, am I number three or what?
how much you think you're getting this year, Cody?
Oof. Oof, Bourbon County. I'm gonna get a decent amount. It depends what they I haven't looked at what they're releasing. Obviously they always release the OG Bourbon County, but they always have variants. So I don't know what variants come out this year, but I'm gonna get a good amount, man. I usually always like splurge. I always spend like I almost like 100, 200 in fucking Bourbon County each year. So I don't want to splurge. So it's gonna happen.
They dropping I know they dropped one in that container this time with the numbers on it. I forgot which one it was now though. Shit. I saw some stores.
Are they doing double barrel again?
Yeah.
I think
I wish I could remember the stores.
Oh, shit.
Hold on. Let me see if I can find
it. I haven't been keeping up with like their posting shit, so I don't know what's going on. But if they're doing double barrel again, oh, game over. The greatest beer of all time. I still say that to this day.
Let me see.
Oh, shit. Oh boy.
Check this one out too, dude. You gonna love this shit right here. It's got the Booker's Knob Creek Elijah Craig shit.
Oh shit! Okay, all right.
So I knew they had some. Hold on.
Oh man, I remember 2015. Me and my buddies went to Chicago, dude, for their Bourbon County Rare release. That was the last time they released Bourbon County Rare. That was a dope ass event, bro. Dope fucking event.
I think I remember when you went to that too.
Yeah, that was a cool fucking event, man.
Then they got some. They got some more of the. The Blaine's ones or whatever and shit.
Blaine's, okay. Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah. I don't see any double barrel yet.
I don't think I thought that was a double, but it's a small.
Ooh, okay, I'm about to lose my shit.
Yeah, it's just a small batch.
I need it. I need it.
I thought it was the bread, but no, it's just what else? I know I saw some more than this. I just can't remember what stores posted them, whatever. But as you see, there's a lot of bucking Bourbon County dropping, Cody. So I'll let you ooze all over that or whatever and shit.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna have some fun with Bourbon County this year, as I do always, I always do.
It's Cody's favorite time of the year.
Fuck yeah!
And it's not for the turkey.
No, fuck the turkey. Dry ass shit. I can't eat anymore. I'm a pescatarian, so I don't eat that shit no more either. Mm-hmm. So
only greens and yams for him.
Greens and dressing, yams, mac and cheese.
I mean, shit, them sides are enough to fucking fill you.
Yeah. Actually, you go with the sides. You said.
You just named like the four heaviest fucking sides you could have and shit like that. So, I'm thankful for all of that. So, yeah, happy Turkey Day to everybody out there, but fuck that holiday. I don't really do shit for Black Friday-ish or whatever shopping as far as liquor and stuff like that. I already finished Christmas shopping, so I'm just buying wine now and I'll probably end the year buying a nice bottle or two or whatever, but that's about it. You know, I'm kind of I was up last night on Amazon and you know me scrolling shopping and shit and I fucking fell asleep on the phone with the motherfucker in my face like, you know, like I said, did I purchase anything? Sales, man.
And I'm bringing in themselves.
And them sales, man. Shit, this shit I don't even need. And I was looking going like shit, I saw an extra monitor, like one of them portable monitors you can carry around and shit like that. I was like, I don't need that, but I need it. I bought one of those. This is like on sale for $150, dog. And then the shoes coming out too. Come on, man. You're killing me, dog.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Yeah, you fucked.
Yeah, man.
You double fucked.
Yeah, they trying to get me. Anyway, though.
There, I got you. You mean trying to get you? There, I got you.
Why you think I do Christmas shopping early? I get everybody else out of the fucking way, so that way.
And you should get caught up.
This is the thing. See, this is what people always wonder, like, oh, man, he's so prepared. No, it ain't nothing about being prepared. It's just, I don't want to buy shit for nobody else during this time of season because I want shit for me.
No. You prepared. Yeah. You know something's going to come up around this time. So
yeah. For me, though. I don't have to sit there and go like, oh, no, I got to spend this money to get this gift or something. No, I don't do that. I already did all that. So it's over. I'm dissecting Christmas like, homie, it ain't over. Okay. Sitting in the red leather seats or whatever, dissecting Christmas, telling Santa it ain't over. Anyway, though, moving on to my drink of choice here. So two weeks ago, I did the Colonel Taylor Barrel Proof. And as anybody knows, when I do a whiskey week and we do it for the rest of the month, I stay in the family. You know, I keep it in the family. You know, nothing sexual there, whatever, but the tension is rising. So this week I popped open from the year 2021 batch or whatever, Colonel Taylor Single Barrel.
Very nice. Very nice.
And like Cody, I'm on my third glass now. It's pretty fucking delicious, I gotta tell you.
Well, so, yeah, you're on third glass, so I think it's a good sign.
Yeah, it's pretty fucking delicious or whatever. I haven't tried the 2021 neither, so this is my first time trying it out or whatever. 100 proof, 750 milliliter, coming in a nice capsule there. The barrel proof, fucking love. I had some relatives from New Orleans in the area this week, if you will, whatever and shit. And I gave them some of that barrel proof, and then I gave them the Bomb Burgers 2021, my favorite of the year. They were all over. They said that Bomb Burgers better than the Barrel Crew. I said, "Ooh!" I said, "That's my family right there. They know better." I said, "Yeah." I was like, "That's my shit right there." But the single barrel is really fucking good. I've been sipping on it a little bit since we started the episode here now, and Oh man, I'm already jumping into the sip and shit like that. But on the nose, I love this fucking nose. I probably even love the nose a little bit more than the Barrel Proof. Just because this one creeps up the nostrils. It's all subtle at the beginning. And then next, you know, when you inhale a little bit more, that shit comes in and you go, what the fuck was that? It's got like that little bit of hints of fruit in there. And then what I like this more, it's got butterscotch. I had some butterscotch candy the other day. And if you had grandparents, you most likely had two things, peppermints and fucking butterscotch candy. Butterscotch candy is fire. Okay.
It's good.
Just fucking fire. Like the little things in the gold or yellow, whatever the fuck wrappers those things is, you pop, man, that shit is fire. Okay. It's still delicious. One of the most consistent, best candies ever to be made. And that's exactly what I taste on that, on the nose. It's got like that toast on there, that toasted oak flavor or whatever. Oh man. Oh man. I just love that subtleness into like the formation of it getting strong or whatever. It's a fucking beautiful scent right there. Kind of like a toasted or baked apples as well, too. More like dry fruits. They're like hints of dried fruit. On to the taste now. Got like this burst of toasted oak sweetness, dude. It's really warm, like a mild to a little bit above mild warm or whatever. I love the caramel is there. I love the butterscotch on the back end. It kind of fades if get what you get on the nose there, right in the throat too. I love that richness it has, like of all that chocolate and caramel. Okay. Like, it's just fucking unique as hell right there. The finish is like really long lasting, but it's not overpowering. Kind of like a medium length, a little bit above, but it's like really long. You feel it down the throat and it takes its time. It's really slow, takes its pace. It stays in its lane very well. Oh man. Oh man, that butterscotch. Oh man, that butterscotch on the finish there. Oh, I didn't even, hold on. Gotta get more of this. Gotta get more of that. Ooh, I like that cork pop too. This is some good shit right here. I wish you could find these things for $70 at retail.
Shit, that'd be great. Life would be made.
I think I only have like three fucking bottles of this fucking goddamn single barrel. So, oh man, that fucking. Two flavors that's overpowering right now: the caramel and butterscotch. There's like some toastedness in the background, whatever and stuff, but it's very rich. Like a rich milk chocolate. I love when it hits the back of the throat because you get more of the fucking butterscotch in there. It's got a little bit of warmth on there too in the back end, which I even love more because it almost like it adds to the toasted oakness there. I think I paid $115, $120, somewhere around there.
Okay, I
got that in this one in my buddy's place last. I think around last Christmas, actually, it was every year they have like a Christmas party. They just moved out there to Canyon Lake, so somewhere in that area. I think I can't even remember. Funny enough, the store was right next to a bar too, like a dive bar as well, and they just had these sitting in the back for like $120 or whatever. It was funny because this store was expensive as shit too, Cody. I was just like.
I think I was killing time because they were coming up from Napa, or not Napa, but Temecula from Wine mm-hmm. County and shit. So I was just killing time as I got to the area early because I was trying to beat traffic, and I was just driving every little liquor store in the neighborhood and shit. The store was expensive as shit. And then like in the back, like right by the entrance mm-hmm. to where they come out of and stuff, they had like this little glass case that you see like fucking jewelry in or something like that. And they had like Colonel Taylor sitting in the back right there, single barrel for $120. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, oh, that must be a typo. I was like, that must be a typo, because this glass case had some a little bit of everything in there. It had some Elijah Craig 18-year-old. I think they wanted like $350 for it and shit. And I was just like, yeah, get the fuck out of here. And I see like two of these just sitting there for $120, and I was just like, I said, I mean, that ain't $70 what I want, but $120 for a bottle that usually shoots for $160 and higher. I was like, man, I might have to just go ahead and grab those two. So I went ahead and did that, and I'm kind of glad I did. To be honest, this is fucking delicious. The butterscotch on these is fucking fantastic. I don't think you're going to find a single barrel under $100 now, in all honesty. I just don't see that happening anymore. I think the Colonel brand is fucked. I think that brand is just like, it's a monster now where they run up to like $1,000 or something, whatever. I mean, I get lucky with the small batches still. I find those for like $40 or whatever at Total Wine usually and stuff. I get you lucky on those, but like when it comes to single barrel and higher, it's just not getting any cheaper. So Colonel Taylor, I mean, you get what you can get, I guess, out of it, but the small batch is just as good, which I'll probably be opening that next week when we talk there. Shit, might even open up that beer too as well, you know. Got one, two of them, might as well go ahead and crack one of them bad boys open to talk some barley wine style ale. But as far as this goes, dude, man, this is fucking phenomenal right here, dude. I'm enjoying every sip of this. It's so smooth and clean too as well. And what I love about this, what I love about this as well too, is the flavors of it. I love the flavors on this because it just speaks to my tone. I love fucking butterscotch candy, so the butterscotch flavor there. The only thing missing from this that I would really love, even though I don't know if it would go well with this whiskey, is cherries. I love cherries and butterscotch on my flavor profile here. So, a little bit of honey on there too. It's got like a tad bit of honey on there. Oh. And then it's just got like that burst of like fucking sweetness with the caramel and butterscotch. So I love that, man. Yeah, this, hey, man, we about to have a double last drop on this show. This is the last drop right here. So I don't think that's happened in quite some time, actually, to be honest. I don't think this happened in a very long time now. The thing about it is, especially compared to last month's mix and match, which I don't even think I said that was the show or whatever. It was mix and match week, by the way, people, but it's a long episode because it is the Turkey Day special of the last drop here. Yeah, I'm feeling this. This is the last drop, everyone. I'm giving this a price range. Price range is shit now, but if you can find it for under 150, dude, I say to everyone, just go ahead and snag that up. Anything over that, I don't know if I would spend that, to be honest, because once you go over 150, you're hitting a 200 range. Shit, you might as well just throw an extra 100 in there and go barrel proof if you can find it for 300. I don't think single barrel should be over 150, but that's just me. But I doubt you're going to find it for 120. If you do, go ahead and snag that up. 130, snag that up. 140, snag it up. Anything higher than that, probably I'd be like, if you're desperate, go ahead and snag it up. But if you're not looking to spend that much, I wouldn't grab that then. But this is the last drop from me. The Colonel Taylors continue to fucking keep knocking it out of the park this month. What a transition from last month to this month where I don't think I gave any last drops. And then here we are. I got two back-to-back last drops right here. Sorry, people. Had to take another sip there. Oh, man. All right. So Cody's working on his headphones right now. He his other ones died there. And I think I'm pretty much done here because I just finished another fucking glass. So, and I don't need to be pouring no damn more because that was my fourth or fifth glass now. So, my man, damn. Yep. That's some good shit right there. I might be pouring some more of this, actually, now I think about it. Oh, man. Damn, that's good. Colonel Taylor might be the best of the best when it comes to the Buffalo Trace line, to be honest. Actually, you know, it might be the best of Buffalo Trace line. Damn sure ain't Blanton's or whatever. So, it's been a long episode, people, wrapping this one up. Man, Cody's still having headphone issues over there. I see him working on it right now. But I think I'm done here. We want to wish everyone out there a safe and happy holiday week here on The Last Drop. Also, wait a minute. Am I recording this? I fucking better be. Oh, yeah, I am. Okay, I was about to say. I was getting a little worried there. I was like, hold on, wait a minute. This better be recording. I want to wish everyone a safe, happy holidays out there. Stay out of trouble. I'm going to be wrapping up now. I'm going to steal Cody's lines. He's looking disappointed right now. He looks like he's about to throw some headphones right now, and I don't want him to throw those at me. So, therefore, as I always say, I am your godfather of whiskey. I'm JB. That is your godfather of craft beer. That's Cody. And we want to thank everybody for tuning in this week. Next week is a little bit of a bonus week, if you will. But it's going to be a very special week because we got something important we want to talk about. I don't want to say too much, but it is the first of many of these that which you'll be hearing, and I can't wait to. I'm actually really excited to talk about this and get into the great detail about it when we finally get some word back on it. But you'll have to tune in next week for that. But like I said, thank you for tuning in this week. Have a safe, happy holidays, whatever. And I'm your godfather, whiskey. I'm JB. That's your godfather, crap beer, who just got up very angrily because his fucking headphones died on him. That's Cody. And like we always say, livers will never be the same, and glasses will never be dry.